And welcome into the Thursday edition of Inside the Jaguars. It's Texans week. It's home opener week here at Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick with John Osher. And I can feel your excitement already, John.
Well, if you go into that locker room today, you can feel the excitement. In the NFL, the previous game goes away within a couple of days. Once they got back in here Wednesday, these guys are excited. They know that if they win this game, they're in first place in the division. And this is a group that really feels like it's a good team. They feel like they're going in the right direction, and they feel like they can show that to the home fans on Sunday.
Okay, John, we've heard about this all week since leaving Minneapolis. This team's very banged up. Now it's Thursday. Mm-hmm. What's the latest? What did you see today?
Well, unfortunately, the latest is what, you know, well, same way the week started. It looks like Evan Britton and Cameron Bradfield missed practice again today. That makes them very doubtful for Sunday. Derek Cox worked a little bit, but probably not enough to make him a real factor on Sunday. Darryl Smith, Rashad Jennings still out of practice. So it looks like along the offensive line, you're probably talking about the way they played most of the game on Sunday, which is Mike Brewster and Guy Wimper playing the tackle. So they're in a situation where they don't need any more injuries. They have to hang on with these guys. They have to give Blaine Gabbert time. That won't be easy, but that's the way it is on Sunday.
Yeah, offensive line has to have time or give time to Blaine Gabbert to get the ball to a really improved group of receivers mm-hmm. now, right? These guys are making Blaine pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it was interesting. I talked to Cecil Shorts today a little bit, and he said obviously whatever opportunities he gets, he's going to take advantage of. From what Mike Mularkey said yesterday, it sounds like Cecil is going to get more opportunities, and that gives them one more guy in a group that seems each week to sort of keep adding guys. You've got Justin Blackman now, LaRon Robinson, Mike Thomas, who didn't catch a pass last week. You have to figure that's not going to be the case going forward. So now if you include Mercedes Lewis, you've got five guys in this offense who can catch balls. At sometimes last year, you didn't feel like there were any. So that's a big, big change for this offense. It gives an improving Blaine Gabbert a lot of weapons.
And here's what Cecil had to say about the group as a whole. You've known all along you were able to produce like that, right?
I mean, you know, I've known all along. I just had to go out there and show it to everybody else. So I'm not surprised that they're surprised. But, you know, last week's the pass. Moving on. Getting ready for Houston this week. So,
give us an idea of this receiving core. Of course, LaRon had a big game. Justin had a few catches. You guys can spread the field a little bit, right?
Oh, definitely. I think as the year goes on, you know, we'll get more notice as time goes. You got LaRon. You got Blackman. You got Mike T. You got myself. You got Kev. You know what I mean? And you got Mercedes, another tight end. I think we're an explosive offense. But, you know, time will definitely show.
On the defensive side, Mel Tucker spoke to the media today. Mm-hmm. Tackling was an issue, actually the lack of tackling mm-hmm. in Minnesota. That's got to improve this week.
Well, it's been an issue all preseason, and it's been a big theme when the defense gets together this week. I asked Paul Posluszny, what can be done considering there's not a whole lot of contact allowed during the season? And he said it's really not so much practicing contact. It's a matter of getting the angles right. The defense didn't approach trying to tackle and get to Percy Harvin the right way last week. He said if they work on their angles, it's going to get better and better as the season goes on. He's confident this will improve.
Houston doesn't have a Percy Harvin type guy, do they?
No, but they've got an Andre Johnson type guy, and that's probably just as dangerous. I mean, he's going to be more of a threat down the field than Percy was, but still, whether it's playing defense against the run, against the short passes, their angles have to get better, and these linebackers know that.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you, JP.
We'll wrap up the week and get you on the latest breaking news tomorrow on the last Inside the Jaguars.